Section 14, Freshwater Pond. This section of the insect zoo spans five walls set around the corner of the Thriving Through Change and Mangrove Swamp sections. A ledge features text, photos, specimens, and an interactive display. This section focuses on ponds, which offer arthropods many different microhabitats. They can live on or hang from the pond's surface, swim freely, or burrow in the mud bottom. All five sides of this section have clear panes above the ledge instead of a solid wall, and the middle three sides each have a large aquarium, 3 feet long in the center wall and 2.5 feet wide on either side. Behind the panes is a large photo of an edge of a pond with gaps for the aquariums. The aquariums have different mixes of arthropods, which rotate. Residents may include water scorpions, large dark brown insects with a tail-like breathing tube at the end of their abdomen, or crustaceans, such as a blue crayfish. The first short side, next to the mangrove section, shows part of the pond photo on the wall and photos and text about giant water bugs, water scorpions, and whirligig beetles on the ledge. The second side to the left has an aquarium and on the ledge a water scavenger beetle photo with text and an inset window with a photo and pinned specimens of a water boatman, giant water bug, back swimmer, and predaceous diving beetle. All are in shades of brown, and the first and second are small, about a centimeter long, and the other two are larger, 3 or 4 times as long. The third side, at the center, has an aquarium in the wall. The ledge has text, and in the middle, an interactive video screen. It features the sounds of insects and other animals from around ponds. The screen has 8 boxes labeled with the name of an animal. Touching a box will bring up a photo or video of the animal above a spectrogram of the sound and play the call. To access the buttons, a volunteer may be able to help. The animals listed are red-winged blackbird. A video shows a blackbird with a sliver of red and orange on its shoulders, which tips its head up as it calls. Field cricket. A photo shows a dark brown cricket from above. Water boatman, a photo of a flattened, teardrop-shaped insect underwater. Katydid, a video of a bright green katydid viewed from below, abdomen squeezing and expanding as it calls. Spring peeper frog, a photo shows an orange and brown frog. Cone-headed grasshopper, a photo of a green insect with yellow markings facing forward. Cicadas. A video shows a black, yellow, and red cicada standing on a tree branch. Kingfisher. Two photos show the heads of birds facing left with their long beaks open slightly. First a light blue bird, then a reddish-orange one. The fourth side has an aquarium in the wall. On the ledge is a photo and text about water striders and an inset window showing a diagram and pinned specimen of a naiad, the aquatic immature form of dragonflies and damselflies. The last side is in line with the Thriving Through Change section. It shows part of the pond photo on the wall and a labeled photo of a whirligig beetle head, highlighting the divided eye that lets it see above the water from the top part and underwater from the bottom part. This is the last permanent exhibit section on the tour. The next section covers the carts and tarantula feedings. If you haven't checked those out yet and want to, they will be behind you in the large open area. If you're finished, go to the conclusions track.